Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of June. Because come Friday,
yes,
that's June 30th, half the year will be gone.
Yeah. Too fast. Every year gets too fast.
Yeah, it does speed up. And this year, I don't know, it just seems the way things are laying out. Hunting seasons, we do the countdown here on Texas Outdoor right. News that we'll provide later in the show. But hunting season just around the corner. Uh-huh. And with what we've experienced as far as availability of product.
Yes.
You need to be out there. You need to be gathering things and equipment. And I've had the pleasure over the past 9-10 months to reintroduce myself to Weatherby Firearms.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Not only their long guns, but also some really great shotguns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And joining us later in the program will be John Solberg with Weatherby to talk about some opportunities if you get into a jam like many people did with lack of ammunition mm-hmm. and some of the other calibers. Plus, we've got updates from around the country as well as the state. So you all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, yeah, it's been hot.
Boy.
But I tell you what, on Wednesday night, there was some weather system that moved through northwest Houston, out where we live, Harold. Mm-hmm. And saw the temperature drop from the, 89, and as it came through, it dropped to 70 with a real feel of 66.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was significant. So anyway, we'll take that. We'll take rain cooled air.
Oh, indeed.
Anywhere. And there's once we get through June, just a reminder, the old Farmer's Almanac says that yes, it's still going to be hot in July and August, mm-hmm. but rainfall mm-hmm. supposed to be near normal. Old Farmer's Almanac said that we were going to be below average on precipitation in June. And, you know, it's almost like where you are in the state.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the old country, every day, practically raining.
Yeah, well, and up in the Panhandle, yeah, where it's typically dry, they got a lot of rain in, mm-hmm, in early June. So hopefully we'll have timely rains, as they call it, to help those forbs grow and provide, you know, sustained cover for critters to hide in. And we'll have a great hunting season,
yes,
coming up. Yeah. Really have gotten to enjoy a group called Southwick Associates. They work very closely with the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And they help, you know, our retailers in the sporting industry on hunting and sporting equipment. But they released a report estimating that more than $23 billion is the hunting and shooting equipment market. $23 billion, which really doesn't surprise us, and that's continuing to grow. They also gave an assessment that after 2 years of unprecedented demand and supply issues, demand eased last year, retail inventory largely replenished. Sales were strong in the first part of the year, but softened in the last half as inflationary pressure and economic uncertainty inhibited consumer purchases. And although sales were down from the prior 2 years, prior to the pandemic, NICS firearm background checks were the third highest on record. So indicating a still higher than normal year for firearm sales.
Okay.
What you got?
Well, some numbers, you know. Yes, friends, the gun grabbers are out there.
Yes.
And Every Town for Gun Safety, a rabidly anti-gun political activist organization, assuming their numbers are accurate, these people are going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Every Town defines a mass shooting as a rampage event where four or more people are killed with firearms, excluding the shooter. They counted an average of 19 mass shooter events per annum between 09 and 20, a total of 1,363 fatalities. Of these tragedies spread over 12 years, firearms that could be defined as assault weapons were used in 30 shootings, resulting in 347 deaths. Okay, ours is a nation of 328 million people. 2019, 364 Americans were killed with rifles of all sorts. That's 364 unimaginable tragedies, but we're not trivializing this. There is an issue of scale, though. In that same year, we lost 480,000 Americans to cigarettes. Of those 480,000, some 41,000 were innocent non-smokers killed by secondhand smoke, mostly children, with breathing disorders. The same year, 1,476 Americans were killed with knives, 600 were beaten to death with fists, 397 died from attackers wielding clubs and hammers, and more people were murdered with knives in that single year than were killed in mass shootings between 09 and 20. Gun Facts Info put all this together and said people are just bad.
Yeah.
Think about that, right? They estimate guns are used to prevent crimes 2.5 million times a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an average of 6,849.
And you don't hear about that.
Yeah. 6,849 incidents per day. The same research asserts that guns are used to avert a life-threatening crime 400,000 times a year. And these numbers are amply footnoted. Those statistics, you know, are readily manipulated. Take all those things with a grain of salt. Today, you still got to think a little bigger. And here's some sad historical facts. Remember history, friends? Cambodia. Under Pol Pot, 2 million dead. Germany under Hitler, 21 million dead. China under Mao, 45 million dead. And then there's Putin pushing 500,000 dead total so far.
Hmm.
So the interesting thing here, they said, the body counts don't come from mass shooters. The serious body counts come from governments. Think about that, governments. That's,
you know,
why we have the Second Amendment.
Before the show, the three of us were talking about, you know, crime, you know,
right,
incidences and responses, whether it's personal, and of course you need to think before you take action.
Absolutely.
But the other side of the equation is there's no consequence for crimes committed for a large degree,
right,
because of light sentencing or probation or releases and repeat offenders. And so come next year when we go to the polls, remember that.
Remember?
Not just the big, not just the big headlining, you know, positions,
right,
but your judges.
I remember Hunter Biden's plea deal. Okay. You got a president, and I'm sorry, but this is true. It's the record. I mean, half a century he's been pushing gun control,
mm-hmm.
Biden has. And then here's son, who broke the law with a firearm.
Right.
While he was an addict.
Right.
And he gets a slap on the hand.
Well, that's not surprising, by the way.
Well,
things have gone here in recent years.
Right.
And we will have an opportunity to make a change.
Uh-huh.
And we need to make a change and rein things back in. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back.
Good news when we come back.
Absolutely. We got our best bets, you know, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like it's time for our best bets.
Well, let's take a peeky. Check in the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday slips to fair with Tuesday rebounding to good. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday's another fair day. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more good ones. This Saturday, we'll see game most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday and Monday, we'll see a major time shift for this feeding period of the day. Look for game to be most active from well before sunrise, remain active until mid-morning. Times will continue to adjust, so by Tuesday and Wednesday, game will be actively feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Thursday and Friday, we'll find this feeding period occurring from mid-morning until early afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see game most active from mid to late morning, with activity continuing until mid-afternoon. On Monday, June the 26th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend on Saturday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two tides. It says two and two low tides. That's a typo.
Yeah, it's two high and two low.
Two high and two low tides. There we go. Monday's a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Yes, friends, I didn't memorize all of this. Tuesday and Wednesday will have a double tide schedule each day, Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule.
Here's a typing tip for you.
Yes.
Because of the typo just mentioned.
Yes.
Keyboards wear out, and if you're like me that have huge hands and uses a keyboard or have, you know, a desktop, you know, as opposed to using, I can't use the one that on them. Go get you another keyboard every so often because keys stick, and then you're at the mercy of spell check. You know?
Yeah. And that don't always work.
No, exactly. All right. On the coast. Fishing's been pretty good. It's hot. It's an early and late situation. And from Calcasieu, they've been bringing in some good fish. Report is that some of the fish being caught on live shrimp have been legal, but a little on the small side, which will set the stage for some better fishing come fall or, you know, when things cool a bit. In the Sabine Lake area, still got shrimp coming in. Fishing's been good. Birds still working. Galveston Bay Complex, just a variety. Let me tell you, one of the best things that you can do in the summertime is fish the surf. And there are remote areas. Don't go to the same place everybody else does.
Right.
I mean, there's fish in all that water.
Sure.
But say from High Island back to Bolivar, it's an area that many times are, you know, often looked because it takes a little extra effort. Along the Galveston seawall, down around Surfside and Freeport, the Freeport jetties. Great, great fishing. And, of course, either side of the inlet there at the Brazos River at Matagorda, you got lots and lots of frontage that you can either fish, you know, from your boat, as Captain Tommy Kuntz always reminds us. And he told me about a big triple tail that was caught.
Okay.
That is now a pending state record.
Oh.
And I don't have the date. I'm doing this from memory. Mm-hmm. But it was a whopper.
Well,
I mean,
down where?
In West Matagorda.
Oh, okay.
In West Matagorda,
yeah.
It was caught. Hmm. So, and quite honestly, we're just now heading into really prime time triple tail fishing.
Ah.
Out of south of Matagorda, down towards Sea Drift, in behind the St. Joe Island, fishing the front beach has been very, very successful, more so than fishing in the back lakes. That's been the case for the past couple of years. Then St. Joe Island on further south, inside is great. Something that's fun to do is to fish the surf on the outside of St. Joe Island, as well as Mustang Island mm-hmm. and North Padre. Catch your trout, then tie on a titanium leader and move out a little bit and troll for kingfish.
Ah.
These are not going to be smokers, but they're
right.
going to be fun,
yeah.
you know, fun fish that you can ball out the meat, you know, and enjoy some kingfish. Red snapper fishing has been excellent offshore. You got south of the JFK Causeway, King Ranch shoreline, Baffin, on into the land cut, Port Mansfield, a lot going up into the land cut to fish. Great fishing around East Pass or East Cut. And then down the lower Laguna Madre, just a plethora of options with kingfish hanging around the jetties.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish are great on ledges, structure, baited holes, and docks. Best bait has been liver, catfish, bubblegum, worms, punch bait, and button shad. Baited holes can even produce hybrids on liver and shad. Fork, bass are good on topwaters, frogs, and spook-type baits early in the morning. On cloudy days, the shallow bite is good on flukes and chatterbaits on the outside edge of flooded weeds. Livingston, white bass are beyond excellent on the humps and points in the mid to south end of the lake, jigging 3/4 ounce white and chartreuse slabs off the bottom near the island. Schooling and surface action should improve. Catfish are good to excellent on the flats with shad or cut bait. Big Sam Rayburn bass are good with topwaters in the pencil grass and hydrilla. Bigger bass are moving toward points and humps, biting crankbaits and Carolina rigs. Toledo Bend. Bass are good on topwater frogs over vegetation early in the morning and after dark. Bass are being caught in 20 to 25 feet of water over brush piles and ledges. Texas and Carolina rigs have been producing in the outer swings of the creek bends. Best colors, 10-inch worm, watermelon, red, June bug red, and tilapia gold. Tyler, crappie are good in 12 to 16 feet of water on brush piles, preferring minnows. Catfish are good all over the lake with night crawlers and stinky bait. Bluegills are good on red worms all over the lake. Fayette, bass are good working creature baits in green pumpkin and watermelon seed close to the reeds and under brush coverage. Drop shots are fair in 15 to 20 feet of water. White swim baits are good when you can find schooling bass. Palestine, largemouth bass are good using big deep diving crankbaits or Carolina rigs on points and roadbeds. Crappie are good in 15 to 17 feet of water on brush with minnows and jigs. Big crappie catches along the edge of the river in timber in 27 feet of water. Tawakoni continues to be excellent with summer patterns in full swing. Crappie are good in 8 to 16 feet on bridge columns, laydowns, and standing timber, preferring minnows over jigs. Eater-sized cats are excellent with baited holes producing most of the fish right now. Prepared baits are working best in 22 to 35 feet of water. Whitney, striped bass continue to be good through the reservoir on swim baits, topwater lures, live shad, minnows, and perch along the channel as well as creek channel edges.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir continues to come up. Catfish have been good and the weather is hot. Fish are in 18 to 25 feet of water near grass and on points. Check the ramps before you head out to see what is open or has opened. Bass are good with many catches over 6 pounds using Carolina rig flukes or topwaters. Choke Canyon, crappie are good on brush piles and main lakes. Falcon, catfish are excellent with cut shad or shrimp in 3 to 10 foot of water. Coleman black bass are good on jigs, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits in 2 to 15 feet. Mentioned Meredith, it continues to come up. And sand bass, walleye, crappie, and catfish are biting off the docks. Walleye are good to excellent on crankbaits, minnows, and artificials.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Brady. Largemouth bass are good, settling into the summer pattern. The best bite can be on a rainy, stormy day. Topwater baits are starting to work well early and late in the day. Later in the day, transition to the salt cedars with soft plastics. Buckhannon. Striped bass have been surfacing in massive schools, most days hitting topwaters, spoons, or trolling. The schools are moving fast. The live bait bite continues in 15 to 50 feet of water with fish hanging in or just below the thermocline canyon. Striper fishing is excellent in the mornings with a topwater lure. Largemouth bass are good with a craw type plastic fish slow around the grass. Travis, bass are good on topwater lures early in the marinas. Some fish are schooling in the deeper marinas and coves, biting a walking-style topwater or shallow to mid-depth crankbaits.
Those bass are hanging under the shade in the marina, you know?
Right.
Yeah. All right, on the hunting scene, we've got two regulated hunting seasons that are available. South Zone Javelina season and the other open county squirrel season continues through August 31st. On our annual countdown to September 1, this weekend, we're less than 10 weeks away. Yeah, it's coming fast.
Yeah.
All right, Harold, what you been driving?
Oh, this is fun. The 2023 Ford Bronco Raptor.
Bronco Raptor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And, of course, this is a compact vehicle, so it's a 3-liter EcoBoost V6 made into a 10-speed automatic transmission, 418 horsepower. 440 pound-feet of torque, tows 4,500. And, I mean, this thing's built to get out there and dig it, man. Bumper, a modular with fog lamps, bumper rear powered heavy steel, fender tie-down hooks, great-looking gray-black grill, full metal, call them bash plates, auto high-beam headlamps, running boards, rock rails, tow hooks. I mean, this thing is loaded, 60-40 split fold-down rear. It's a five-passenger vehicle, locking glove box, all kind of those MOLLE strap system tie-downs, paddle shifters, 12-inch LCD screen, AM-FM stereo with seven speakers, front and rear locking differential, front stabilizer bar disconnect, the high lift package. I mean, on and on and on. Child safety rear door locks. That's nice to know. This thing is pretty amazing. 15 miles a gallon in the city, 16 on the highway, but it just humps. But also because of all the extra goodies and all the accessories and the carbon fiber package and the leather suede seats and all that kind of stuff, we're looking at 68 base on it. At 76 loaded like this with their advanced 4x4 system also. But it is fun. It is just cool looking. The Bronco Raptor from our friends at Ford.
It's going to be fun to watch that Bronco lineup continue to grow.
Oh, indeed.
You know, and you know it is.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we're coming back from Ford Broncos to Weatherby Firearms,
hey.
John Solberg, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. All right, we talked about the weather earlier in the program, and this is the time of year when, well, any time is the time of year to have Fortified Cottonseed, but particularly now. You've got bucks that are growing antlers.
Right.
All right. You've got mama deer that are putting babies on the ground. She's producing milk so they can get their legs underneath them to run away from those critters that want to eat them.
Right.
And this time of year in Texas, spotty rainfall. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those forbs aren't there, but Fortified Cottonseed is.
Yes.
And the vitamin minerals will help supplement whatever Mother Nature does not naturally give. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com. Interesting video on the history. If you've got a big order, call them at 806-839-2122. They'll deliver it to you. Or stop by your local Tractor Supply, pick up a bunch of bags.
Right.
Or if there's an independent dealer in your neighborhood, in the area, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com to find out who can help you.
And there is a savings there, isn't there?
Better than 2-to-1.
Yeah.
Better than 2-to-1 over a normal protein regimen.
Right. And I always bring this up, too, because the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it, and I like that.
Gives them a belly ache.
That's right.
I tell this story often as my hunting career, continued. The very first and only animal that I ever shot while hunting with a borrowed rifle.
Okay.
Was a Nell guy on the Kennedy Ranch that I shot with a borrowed 300 Weatherby mag.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, that will stick with me for, other first.
Yeah, did you give it back?
Well, I had to.
Okay.
But last September, was fortunate to get with a bunch from Weatherby to ring out shotguns. We're going to talk about that in a bit.
Right.
As well as some new calibers, and have gone to the field with a couple of their calibers. And a guy that has kind of taken Big Bill by the hand and led him down the path, John Solberg from Weatherby. John, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, we are too, John. This is Harold. We got to start with history. Let's give us a little history of the company and, of course, certainly Roy Weatherby.
Certainly. So, guys, Roy Weatherby started the company in 1945, and as some people who know, he started out seeking to shoot bullets faster, and that's really what Weatherby started on. He started out customizing Mauser actions for his Weatherby cartridges, and quickly realized that he needed to create an action that could house some of the world's most powerful cartridges, like the 378 Weatherby and even the 460 Weatherby. So he designed the Mark V action, which was originally produced in Germany, and that was in 1958. And that action has been with us all the way through today. When Bill and I were down in Texas, he got a little experience on the Mark V action, and we were shooting them in cartridges anywhere from a 240 Weatherby all the way on up to the new 338 RPM which is super exciting. But that being said, I'll kind of speed things along because, you know, there's over 70 years worth of history here, and so I could be here all day talking about that.
Well, but, hold on. Let me ask you a question, though, because I certainly was familiar with Roy Weatherby. But I know he was, you know, of course, a wildcatter, and speed was his thing. But what did he do for a living before he got into the gun business?
Well, I'm pretty sure that he was a rancher in Kansas and then even sold some cars there back in the day.
Okay.
And, you know, I tell you what, he did a really good job early on of building some connections that, you know, when you think about Weatherby, it was a very prestigious rifle, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you had the likes of John Wayne and some famous politicians, you know, Ronald Reagan and the sort like that. But even sheiks from outside of the United States were known for coming in and wanting a Weatherby rifle. So I would say that, you know, Weatherby has been associated with being a status symbol as much as it is a hunting rifle. And I think back in the day, you know, he was priced at a point where the common American working man probably couldn't afford it. And so, you know, that kind of made him look to where it was like, okay, maybe we need to lower the price on these Mark Vs. And the only way that he could do that, originally they were like, say, were made in Germany. Mm-hmm. He took production over to Japan. And for a moment in time, he actually had the Mark V rifles made in Japan. And was importing them. At the same time, he brought the Vanguards onto the scene, which is an awesome rifle that were a little bit less expensive to produce and were available at a better price point for the average American consumer. And that was in 1971. In 1994 is when we brought the Mark V production back to the United States. And during all this time, Weatherby was operating out of California. And where it gets really exciting is back in 2018, that was 5 years ago, a little information about myself. I started with the company 5 years ago when they moved from California to Wyoming. And
good move, by the way.
Yeah.
Really, really good move, John.
A lot friendlier gun state, I can tell you guys that. And we're blessed with having the opportunities to be able to use the products that we're making. So as far as having a passionate workforce, that really goes a long ways. And I'm sure Bill could probably tell because I talked his ear off about ballistics and guns and hunting and that the
sure.
entire time we were down there together.
Well, before I let Bill loose on you, though, real quick on the Mark V action, that, what is it, 12 lugs?
Because
it wasn't just stronger, it was a shorter throw, so it's a quicker action.
That's right. So we've got the 9-lug Magnum action and the 6-lug standard action.
Okay.
And it's got a 54-degree bolt throw. So that bolt doesn't come up like a Remington 700 all the way to 90 degrees. It's a nice short throw, which allows you to mount a scope much lower to the rifle. So that way you have a solid cheek weld, and it just makes for a really nice shooting platform. Now, that being said, something that I like to tell people about is that the Mark V action doesn't play by long action and short action like, you know, like a Remington 700 or even one of the Vanguards. Essentially, you could think of the Mark V as both being long action, but we have one that's fat and one that's skinny. And so in the skinny action, cartridges like .30-06 and .270 Winchester that are normally reserved for a long action actually go inside of our smaller, lighter action. And so, you know, eventually we'll probably talk about these new cartridges, but like a cartridge like 6.5 RPM and the 338 RPM, you've got the maximum amount of horsepower inside of the smallest action possible. And I tell you what, for the guys who are hunting out here west and looking for a lot of horsepower, a lot of power in a rifle that's light, that they can carry up that mountain or up that hill, we're doing some stuff that's very exciting these days.
Hey, John, it's Bill again.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'll take a break.
We're up against the mid-portion of the program, and we got a lot more to talk about, Weatherby.
Yeah.
So if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well. We got some great information headed your way right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of over 120 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects 1 out of every 5 warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
We continue our conversation with John Solberg from Weatherby, and let me tell you, they've got a great website. It's a real simple web address, weatherby.com, and just so much information and available. Before we get into cartridge specific, one of the stories that were told at hunting camp last September, John, was during the pandemic, folks were having trouble finding cartridges. Ooh. For some of their, you know, some of the popular cartridges.
Sure, you bet.
But that wasn't the case with Weatherby. You all have your own lineup of ammunition. You got your firearms. And not only did you introduce a whole bunch of new people to Weatherby, but they were able to go hunt. Tell that story real quick.
Yeah, you bet, guys. So, you know, during the pandemic, obviously, there were supply chain issues that affected not only firearms industry, but other industries as well. And we're all pretty aware of that. Fortunately for us, when we moved from California to Wyoming, we brought our ammo production in-house. Ammo for Weatherby for the longest time was loaded by Norma, and they were based in Sweden. And so in part of moving to Wyoming, we wanted to bring more processes in-house to kind of control our own destiny. And fortunately for us, we did that prior to the pandemic. So we were able to produce ammo and secure components fairly regularly, maybe not in every flavor or every bullet type, but there were certainly an offering in just about every cartridge Weatherby, you know, I guess, offers. And so, you know, it was nice that I think you guys had said it before, you know, people would walk into the store and maybe they couldn't find a, you know, 6.5 PRC or something of that sort, but hey, there was a 6.5 300 or a 300 Weatherby or a 257 there on the shelf. And, you know, that helped a lot of businesses along being able to sell guns, even though they were short on ammo.
There you go. All right. Two calibers that I kind of fell in love with. One is the 6.5 Weatherby RPM, which is a short action, as you mentioned. And then the 6.5 300 Weatherby Magnum, which the ballistics really caught my eye. I'm not a long range shooter, but the ability to shoot, you know, longer distances with confidence is what caught my attention. Those are fairly new calibers for y'all, aren't they?
They are. So the 6.5 300 came out in 2016. That was the first one that Adam Weatherby got to launch when he took over the company. You know, we're a third-generation owned company. It started with Roy, was passed down to Ed, and then Adam came onto the scene in 2016. And that's when we released 6.5 300. And that is the flattest, fastest shooting 6.5 cartridge on the market currently. And so, you know, I think where it really comes into play is, you know, hunting within 400 or 500 yards, it really makes those shots a lot easier where you're not having to adjust for elevation near as much. Recoil is still plenty manageable, and you've got a lot of energy going into those animals.
You know, yeah, John, what's the velocity on that thing and what weight bullet?
You bet. So you can shoot from factory offerings anywhere from 127 grain all the way on up to a 156. And your velocities are going to be between 3,300 feet per second and just shy of 3,500 feet per second. So it's extremely fast.
Right quick, let me ask you, what's the most popular Weatherby cartridge you guys sell? And then what would be the most popular everybody else's other cartridge that you sell in your firearms?
Man. Yeah, you bet. So it's a toss-up because 257 Weatherby is a very popular one, but you know, I would say the 300 Weatherby is still the bread and butter of what we sell. Those two cartridges are probably neck and neck. 257 has been around a long time, was Roy Weatherby's favorite, and makes for an awesome deer and antelope cartridge, in my personal opinion. And the 300 Weatherby is a cartridge that you can do everything with, and so I think that that's why it stays most popular.
We're visiting with John Solberg from Weatherby. Their website, weatherby.com. A lot of information, more than we have time to cover today. But before we run out of time, John, I want to shift gears because this was a dove hunt in September we were on.
Okay.
And they pulled out shotguns that had Weatherby on them.
Yeah.
You know, I fell in love with one that was a 20-gauge over and under.
Ooh.
Real sweet. Yep. Orion, isn't it? Isn't that the brand, the lineup?
Yeah. It's called pronounced properly the Orion. And so we've got a few different types of it. We actually have been importing shotguns for quite some time. I mean, but I think that Weatherby's always been known for the rifles. And I think the purpose of that event was to obviously get those shotguns in the hands of our dealers and obviously in the hands of influential people like yourself and just show them that, man, we're bringing in quality products and shotguns that shoot extremely well.
Now, where are those being made?
So we've got two lines. The 18i is a semi-auto line that's produced in Italy, and we import those. And then the Orions and the Elements are actually produced in Turkey, and we import those. you know, as far as being able to produce shotguns, that's not something that we are large enough to do. And it's very popular these days for a lot of shotguns on the market to be imported.
What impressed me was the weight, the barrel length, and the frame, because it's not, they didn't take a 12-gauge frame and try to stick just 20 tubes, you know.
The 20-gauge has a smaller receiver size, and it makes it really light and very well swingable in the hand. I shot the Orion Sporting personally, and I think on the second day, and I'm not trying to brag, guys, but it's the best I've ever shot. I shot a limited dozen, 17 shells. It's the best I've ever done. And that kind of speaks for itself.
And for you folks out there that have longer arms like I do, let me tell you, the length of pull out of the box is a bit longer than what I see in others. You mentioned the 18i, and there's a little bit of history on that semi-automatic. Give us the basis of that shotgun.
You bet. So the 18i, being an Italian-made shotgun, is going to mirror a Benelli Super Black Eagle or M2 very similarly. To be honest with you, the parts are almost even compatible when it comes to extended charging handles and magazine tubes. It's an inertia-driven shotgun, and we offer it with a 3-inch or 3.5-inch chamber. And my personal favorite, being the 18i Deluxe, pairs very well for any kind of upland hunting when it comes to doves or pheasants or whatever it may be. Obviously featuring a nickel receiver and some high quality wood on it. It's just a beautiful looking shotgun.
I know that's available in 12 and 20. Anything in your lineup for a 28 yet?
You guys just hold your breath. We're doing so many new exciting things here at Weatherby. Like I said, I wish we had more time to talk about it all, because we haven't even got to talk about like our new Model 307 rifle. But as far as sub-gauges go, it's something just to keep your eye out for. I won't be able to give too much information, but I would say maybe we talk later this year and see what's what.
Well, John, your wish is our command, because I hit the high points before we ran out of time. Tell us about this rifle that you were kind of keeping under wraps.
We got time for you.
Yeah. You bet. Okay, I appreciate it, guys. So about 22 days ago, we launched the third centerfire rifle line for Weatherby, and it's called the Model 307. Now, the name comes from the area code in Wyoming, being that the area code for all of Wyoming is 307. And this particular rifle is essentially our take on a Remington 700. We talked a little bit about the Mark V and the Vanguard. Those are two rifles that are purpose-built directly for hunting. The Mark V was obviously built to house the very powerful cartridges that Weatherby made, and the Vanguard was made to basically be a little bit more affordable. And the 307 sits right in the middle of them, and it's more of a hybrid rifle meant for target practice, shooting competitions, as well as for hunting. But to kind of talk about it a little bit further, it's highly customizable, being that it's got a Remington 700 footprint. So that means that consumers are now able to swap stocks. They can swap bottom metal if they want a hinge floor plate or detachable magazine. The sky's the limit with this particular rifle. And if we're tight on time, I can leave it at that, and we'll just tell people to kind of go look at the website, because there's so much information. We're very excited about it.
Well, you're talking about the Remington aspect then. So it's a push feed?
Yes, it is, and it's got M16 style extractor. Yes, you bet. So that one there is going to have a 90 degree throw on the bolt. It'll come spiral fluted. Can I talk pricing on the show? So we've got two models. The first model is going to be the Range XP. That one's going to come in at $1,199, and then the other model is going to feature the MVP Hunt 26 chassis. And that one's going to come in at $2,999. So obviously two different price points there. We're really excited about the Range XP, just because essentially you can play Legos with guns and customize this thing however you want. Whereas the Mark V and the Vanguard are a little bit more closed systems with a little bit less aftermarket support. And right. So, you know, we're not trying to change the direction of Weatherby by any means. It's more of, we're trying to serve another segment of the market where maybe somebody who's in love with the story of Weatherby and the history, but they're not a hunter, can come in and they want to target shoot. Well, you know, we build a rifle for that customer as well.
And they'll still have a Weatherby.
Exactly.
You bet. And the other thing that I'll say is, you know, Weatherby cartridges make a lot of sense for the serious hunter. But some people are on more of a different plane when it's like, hey, I want to shoot a 6R Creedmoor or 308, something a little bit less expensive, because I'm going to be target shooting. The Model 307 will be available in both Weatherby cartridges as well as standard cartridges. Not to say that the Mark V and Vanguard yards or not, but it's more that since people are going to use it for a different purpose, there will be a little bit more offerings in terms of standard cartridges in the Model 307.
You know, as proud as you are of that 307, Harold and I were looking online here as you were talking at the Weatherby site, weatherby.com, and not only do you have the Alpine and the Range, but then you've got the Builder's Action for those that want to have someone do a custom job, right?
You bet. Yeah. So, like I said, there's just so much aftermarket support for that Remington 100 style platform that we're going to start selling these actions as well. And so, if you want to screw your own barrel on, headspace it yourself, and install whatever stock and bottom metal, you're good to go. Something unique that I'd have people kind of go and take a look at, since they're going to be on the website, is to look at that toolless bolt takedown. You're now able to take that bolt apart just with your two hands, and you can field strip, clean it, whatever you need to do, which is a pretty unique feature as far as the rifle goes.
Folks, let me tell you, the dealers around the Lone Star State and around the country, for those hearing us elsewhere, they're available, and you can go to weatherby.com, and there's a dealer locator.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good. And had an opportunity to interact with some of the Texas dealers on that hunt last September. Great bunch of people. I mean, kind of old school, from a service standpoint. So they're going to help you, guide and direct you if Weatherby's a new name for you, too.
Yep, absolutely. A quick shout-out, Barry's Gun Shop in San Antonio, Field & Streams. Cliff does a good job out there in San Angelo. We had Gritter Outdoors with us from North Richland Hills, Texas. And then Paul from Mitchell Saw and Supply in Uvalde, Texas. And so just wanted to give those guys a shout-out because they did join us on that dove hunt.
Who's our buddy in Southeast Texas? Over in the Beaumont Golden Triangle area. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Well, I guess I am too. I wish I was a little more familiar with Texas, I guess. I'll have to come down again.
A senior moment. Please do.
Yeah. And bring some guns with
Please
you.
Please do. And ammunition too, by the way.
Certainly. Always. We've got plenty of it these days.
All right, John. Listen, we're out of time, folks. Y'all stick around as we've still got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Thank you, John.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Yes, indeed. June 29 to July 2nd, the 87th annual Deep Sea Roundup Fishing Tournament in Port Aransas, the oldest fishing tournament on the Gulf Coast. And monies from this roundup go to scholarships for the community students and support youth activities. Deep Sea Roundup includes offshore, base surf, fly fishing, junior division, free piggy purge contest for the kids, more. To find out information on that 87th Deep Sea Roundup, go to deepsearoundup.com and then go to that event in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hey, remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more, and kits that include a lot of the stuff. They're great. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can use these lights to charge your phone. So, for our listeners and friends, a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, John Solberg from Weatherby. I tell you what a fun group of people I had a chance to be with. And the enthusiasm that John, gave us today is just the tip of the iceberg. Their website, again, is weatherby.com. And what I saw was the dealers that were on that shoot.
Yeah,
just as knowledgeable, just as service oriented as John is.
I'm glad you had fun, you and your friends.
I did, and I'm going to remind you of it too.
Well, the great rifles. I tell you what, man, I'm just so happy now. They're made in America.
Yeah,
and they moved to Wyoming. So there.
Did you notice where he said, we got plenty of opportunities?
Yeah, right.
In Wyoming? You bet.
You betcha. Anyway, remember, friends, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. A list of our wonderful affiliate stations are there. Plus, we archive all the shows. So, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.